Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Chicago, bring us back. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. When you get a chance, lots of stuff there that will help you with your business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog. Check out the news, the knowledge base, I should say. And, of course, all the other things, the brain trust, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget to take our poll question. We have a new poll question on the homepage. There's a different one every week. Mary Cantando is with us. She's our good friend, and we're talking about women business ownership. And Mary, tell us how we can find you. Your new book, Leading with Care, is out. Tell us how we can find all that.
Well, the easiest way to find everything that I'm doing is at womansadvantage.biz. So womansadvantage.biz.
And that you can also find the calendar there.
Exactly.
Women's Advantage calendar, which folks, if you put in the promotion codes, if you put in Advantage, you'll get an extra $3 discount. Because you know me, that's why you get that discount.
That's right. That's the friend of Jim Blasingame
exactly.
Special discount.
Listen, let me tell you something. You take that name anywhere in the world, and you say, "Look, I know Jim Blasingame." You'll get the best tables. You get the front seat on the bus. I mean, there's so many advantages you can get from just using my name around the world. Mary, talk to us. Now, this calendar, I still think you should have one or two of my little delirium tremens somewhere in that calendar. There needs to be a guy's perspective in there just to you can't appreciate the mountain if you haven't seen the valley. Mary, shouldn't there be something in there from a guy in the middle somewhere?
You do say that every year, don't you, Jim?
Yes.
Well, the whole concept is women helping women in business.
But so, what am I, chopped liver? I'm helping. I help women all the time on my show.
That is true. You do. That is true.
Nobody, no man has worked harder for women small business owners than Jim Blasingame. I think I should have a page on this calendar.
Well, I'm telling you, Jim. Why don't you go to the website and submit your quote? And you might.
I want to go to the head of the class. I know the author. I should get some special compensation. hey, Mary, give us a few examples of some of the ones you've chosen.
Okay, well, I'm actually looking at the just in January for January's calendar and looking at just a couple of random quotes here. One of them is, "Stop. Do you know the top three priorities of your top three clients?"
Whoa.
What you're going to do for next year. Well, do you know what your client's top priorities are?
I hope that's January 1. No.
Well, it's actually the beginning, yeah.
Oh, it needs to be January, like January 4th, because the first two or three days you're just kind of getting reorganized. But, boy, I'll tell you, Mary, no business owner ever got smarter than when they ask their customers what they need, what they want.
Exactly. Yeah, what's important to
that,
you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Folks, if you're foundering a little bit, if you're not really, you know, getting off the dime, it might not be the economy. You can't blame it on the economy anymore. It might be that you're not connecting with customers. It might be, Mary, that you're becoming irrelevant to customers.
Right, yeah.
And the only way to stop being irrelevant or to prevent from being irrelevant is to ask them what they want.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
What's another one?
Another one is don't lose focus. Finish this sentence. I work so that I can...
Ah, play golf? That won't work, though, right?
Well, I mean, maybe you do. Maybe, you know, Jim, you and I are always talking about our grandchildren.
Right, exactly.
I work so that I can spend time with my grandkids and do things with them and take them places and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
I work so that I can leave a legacy.
So why do we need to answer that question? Why is that important?
Well,
how do we benefit from that answer?
Well, if you just get up every morning and, you know, you're going to work, you're kind of pushing the same old rock up the same old hill every day, you really need to back up and say, you know, why am I even doing this? What's my purpose for having this business? What's my mission in life? What do I hope to achieve? And then when you can get your eye on that, and you can see your whole purpose for why you're doing what you're doing, it propels you forward. It gives you new mm-hmm. energy. It gives you a reason for being. Also, it might make you stop and think, well, maybe I don't know why I'm doing this. And maybe that'll make you decide to do something different.
Well, sometimes we also get bogged down in the problems we have. And we forget that there is a higher calling that we're doing this for. You know, maybe it's to, you know, to get our kids a better education. Maybe it's, who knows what it might be. It's everybody has their own, but it's important to reconnect with that, isn't it?
Oh yeah, you know.
At least, and it might be two or three things.
Oh, it could be, and the reason, for example, that I help women start and grow businesses is because I see what I do as creating jobs. And
right.
Boy, what do we need more than jobs
Absolutely.
In the current economy,
Absolutely.
You know? So I feel like every woman who I help with her business, if she can add one more employee this year, that's not
right.
just one person, Jim.
Right.
That's a family. That's a, you know,
that's
a family
exactly right.
in a neighborhood and on and on and on.
It ripples through society. I agree with you 100%. Mary, give us the website again, please.
It's womansadvantage.biz.
.biz. Get the calendar there. Type in advantage in the promotional code. Get the extra discount. Mary, I'm going to want at least 10, maybe 20.
Okay.
All right.
And
so we'll talk to you.
I'll send you the cruise website also,
All right.
Jim.
Thanks, Mary. See you later. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Stop turning it over.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.